This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Bullying used to be considered an unfortunate rite of passage, something best left to children to work out for themselves. But since a report by the U.S. Secret Service 2 years ago linked student shootings to bullying, schools have taken the issue much more seriously. In the next installment of Reports on America's Children, NPR's Vicky Quay explains what researchers know about bullying.
Tommy Hooker is a sweet-faced six-year-old who has just started first grade. He's standing outside his new home in rural New Jersey with his mom and little sister, getting ready to get on the school bus. Tommy's mother, Jane, gives them each a kiss goodbye.
I love you.
The children board the bus and greet their friends. They seem happy. That's a relief to their mother. Last year, when Tommy was in kindergarten at Catholic school, some of the older boys on the bus teased him. He says he ignored it, but it only got worse.
On the bus one day, these two boys, they were brothers, and one held me down, and then the other one punched me.
How many times?
Like five or something.
Tommy says it didn't really hurt, but it made him feel angry and sad. Such behavior is not uncommon. A survey of more than 15,000 U.S. school children found that 16% said they had been bullied by other kids. Studies suggest at the beginning of the school year, bullies engage in a kind of sorting out process where they test the reactions of children to being hit, bit, kicked, or threatened. Gary Ladd, a psychologist at Arizona State University, has been tracking a group of 500 children for 8 years, starting in kindergarten. By the third month of school, he says, the bullies have figured out whom they are going to pick on.
Children who are emitting a kind of anxious vulnerability have fearful looks on their faces, sort of a deer in the headlights kind of look, or other kinds of behaviors that imply that they might submit to a bully's aggressive behaviors.
Among young children, the aggression is usually physical. But Dr. Dorothy Espelage of the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign has discovered they've also learned to use words to hurt.
What we're finding, and again, there's only recent empirical support, that a lot of the verbal aggression that we would see later in elementary school, kids are starting to tease and taunt at younger ages. And it's not necessarily the physical aggression that we have seen for many years.
No one knows why the abuse is becoming more verbal. She suspects that it's somehow related to a growing trend among parents, arranging play dates.
One hypothesis might be the reliance of parents on play dates. Organizing play dates in which some students are not included as young as first and second grade, I think, is sending this message that if you're not in this particular play date, you're being excluded.
Researchers consider excluding other children from play a form of relational bullying. Espelage has spent the last 7 years interviewing elementary and middle school children in Illinois about relationships with their classmates, social cliques, and the bullying that occurs. She says it's usually not just one child, but several that participate in the bullying.
Over and over again, when we talk to students, this idea came out that, in fact, kids bully in late elementary school and middle school to be cool, to fit in, to be part of the group, to go along with the crowd. Many bullies would say, yes, my friends and I, as a group, tease other students.
Canadian researchers videotape children on playgrounds, and more than half of the bullying episodes, friends either joined in or just stood by. Dr. Arthur Horn, a professor of psychology and counseling at the University of Georgia, says this is because bullies, especially among middle schoolers, are some of the most popular kids at school.
That's a particularly tough one because we sometimes find the teachers look the other way as well, because if a child is popular, it's kind of assumed that they don't need to be reprimanded.
Ann Horn says teachers often don't like children who are victimized. They tend to be withdrawn, moody. Horn helped design a teacher training program called Bully Busters. It calls on teachers to be fair and more aware. Bullying usually occurs in hallways, bathrooms, and the school bus, places where teachers won't see. He suggests teachers conduct surveys and have drop boxes.
Where students drop off a little note to the teacher saying, I'm being harassed by another child, or I'm having troubles, or I'm worried.
And Horn says schools need to adopt and make clear anti-bullying codes of conduct. Another suggestion, role-playing, where parents and children act out scenarios and develop strategies to deflate bullies. And researchers say parents can help children make one or two good friends. Again, Arthur Horn.
Because what we found is bullies don't pick on people that have a support system that'll take care of them.
It's 3:30 and Tommy Hooker's bus pulls up outside his house.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
He dodges a hug his mom tries to give him as a bus pulls away. This year, Tommy's in a new school and has a shorter bus ride, only 5 minutes. His teacher called his mother to say he's doing well and making friends. Vicky Quay, NPR News.
More on the story of bullying at npr.org.